Welcome to the Hendricks Podcast, a podcast that overhears your conversations and then provides content about the exact things you were talking about. Not in a freaky Alexa or iPhone kind of way, rather in a respectful way so that your privacy doesn't seem violated. Our theme for today's podcast is goodbyes. As we wrap up this school year, we will be saying goodbye to the 8th grade students. These 8th graders are the first group to make it all 3 years through Hendricks Middle School. They were here for 6th, 7th, and 8th grade. They entered as wide-eyed 6th graders 3 years ago when this building first opened. In many ways, they were just beginning to figure life out. They apparently felt the best way to learn life lessons was to average 8 hours of screen time per day. Now, they are 8th graders. They are leaving this building as mature humans, wise beyond their years, now averaging 17 hours of screen time per day. What growth! The end of year is always filled with a roller coaster of emotions. The excitement of wrapping up the year also brings the conflicting emotions of having to say goodbye to some staff members transitioning to new adventures. We are lucky to have the pleasure of spending some time with two of the individuals wrapping up their time at Hendricks. Please welcome
TJ Maniscalco and Jennifer Davies.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
We're excited to be here.
So first off, could you each introduce yourself, describe a little bit about what you do at Hendricks currently, and share a little bit about your path that you're taking next year and what you're excited about in your new role?
I'm Jen Davies. I am the assistant administrator here at Hendricks, aka AA. And next year, I will be the AA at East. So I get to try out high school for the first time. This is my 26th year, all at middle school. So I get to try high school. And that role there apparently is very different than the role here. So yes, it'll be a lot of growth next year. So I'm excited about working with high school students and all the different things I'm going to learn.
Is this your first year at that level at high school? Or
yes, I did 3 months actually at a high school in Gwinnett.
Yes,
when I finished up my master's and then got a job at Vickery and then have been in Forsyth County ever since then. So this will be my first full experience.
She'll be great. She'll love the atmosphere and the camaraderie and, you know, her athletic background of being an AD as well will suit her well in that new arena. So she's off to great things.
That's awesome. Where are you heading next year? What do you do here?
So TJ Maniscalco, assistant principal here at Hendricks Middle School, and I will be serving as the principal at Vickery Creek Middle School next year.
Nice.
Super excited to be joining that community because it is a part of the West community.
Yes.
Much like Miss Davies, my entire career prior to coming to Hendricks was all at the high school level. So my first foray into middle school was here at Hendricks Middle School in the West community. So to stay in West,
yes,
to
absolutely
continue to learn and grow in the West community, albeit at Vickery Creek as their principal, has me super excited for that opportunity.
That's amazing.
I'm sitting here with greatness.
Yeah, you're both amazing.
He's going to look great in teal.
Yeah. Teal's hard to find, but Amazon provides a lot of good options.
Yeah. So outside of school, could you share a fun fact or hobby or interest you have that maybe people don't know about you? What do you like doing on your free time, if there is such a thing?
I love cycling.
Oh, nice.
Yes, it's like my hamster wheel. I love it.
Yes.
On the road, I've got a Peloton, so I enjoy doing cycling. My interesting fact is I've done a great white shark dive. So I did that years ago. Yes, I would do it again. It was
you
amazing.
Survived.
I survived, yeah. It was quite the experience.
I have a Peloton also. My exercise is wiping it every now and then with dust. So it's kind of an arm workout, not a leg workout.
That's good. That's like your 10-minute arm workout.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
I considered myself adventurous at one point, and then I hear about a great white shark dive, and I feel about this small now.
Exactly.
I don't know. You know,
there aren't too many that can say that.
Not many. I would say an interest. My wife and I and our kids, we love to try our hand at gardening.
That's awesome.
Just growing different vegetables, different things. Matter of fact, probably five years ago, randomly planted a peach tree just to see.
Nice.
And about a month ago, I get a text from my wife and she's like, we got peaches.
Wow.
So, yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, we'll see. Yeah. Don't, I mean, I'm not counting my chickens before they hatch, but it's exciting to see. But just, you know, try our hand. We're not very good at it, but it's always exciting when you see the fruit, those fruits, you know, sprout and jalapenos and cucumbers and things like that. Hobby. I don't know. Many people know this. I love to fish.
Nice.
Give me a day on the lake. Give me a day out on the water, just fishing. And that's how I sort of decompress. So
that's cool.
Big fisherman.
Yeah. You ever catch a great white shark?
Gone out about 12, 15 miles.
Oh, wow.
And done some deep sea fishing. Done that several times. I love that. Enjoy that. But no shark bites. No, no deathly animals.
Very cool. So just kind of reflecting on your time here, are there any like really fond memories, important things that stand out that are going to be memorable to you with your time here at Hendrix?
My first year coaching here.
Yeah.
That was memorable because you had, especially with the eighth grade.
Right.
Because they chose to come here. And so that created a very unique experience.
Absolutely.
And I loved working with those kids. And I was in PE, so I've seen 3 years of these kids go through our school. And so that's been awesome, watching them grow and develop, seeing them from day to day. I love working with this admin team.
Yes.
TJ's funny. So there's lots of laugh.
Oh, no
but,
doubt.
I think we work well together. So I think that's going to be memorable, that relationship with them and learning from them.
Yeah.
I'll be able to take that with me onto that next level. So it's been great. And I love working with this staff. Absolutely love working with this staff. So all the extra things we do, like the skybox at football games or, you know, the culture and climate activities that are after school, I love building those relationships with the staff. And so that's made it very memorable as well. When you start a school together, it creates a special bond.
No doubt.
And that's very different than moving from school to school, because you start this from the ground up.
Oh, I agree.
And so you've got that connection with people. And so that's something else that I will take with me.
Yeah.
So funny memory that just popped into my head, speaking of opening a brand new school, right? You go through all of the planning phases, picking out colors, picking out paint, picking out floor tile, every detail.
Yeah.
Like Ms. Riddle had a hand in every single detail. And then as the admin team was being built, and Jen and I are a part of that original admin group, we had our hand and our say-so in certain things. But I'll never forget the first day of school, the excitement of opening the doors for the students the first time. And we were all eager to just bop into classrooms, just to say
Absolutely.
Hi to everybody, introduce. And I'm sitting there, and it's about the third or fourth classroom I go into, and I realize we didn't have any trash cans in any classroom.
Oh, no.
So you're like all the planning and all the foresight that goes into building a school, and then we have no trash cans. So, you know,
That's
stuff like
hilarious.
That. Yeah, so that was a funny memory. It's rectified very, very quickly, and it wasn't a huge issue, but just something that sticks out. I think the one thing that I'll reflect on was Cheryl and Beth, and at the time, Dana Reed, who's now an assistant principal at South Forsyth Middle School, and Penny Arner and Tracy Abercrombie. We had an opportunity to go to a conference over the that first summer before we opened the doors. And it was at that time where we were able to really put pen to paper about what our mission was for this school, our NEST acronym. Right?
Yes.
Building the nest. So it's stuff like that that you look back on, and I reflect at how much that's helped me learn and grow into the leader that I am today.
Yeah. Just even hearing this, it like is a flashback to just the level of excitement that there was just such an energy to doing this. And this was my first time ever being a part of the foundation of, you know, starting a school. And there was just so much energy there. And, we had trash too, so I'm glad we figured out where to put it. So,
Yeah.
That's good.
So,
yeah, for sure. You know, thinking back, what are you going to miss most about our school here?
The people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The people.
The people Absolutely. And the relationships. If you ever hear Dr. Bearden speak, one of the things that he always reminds us of is that we are in a relationship business. And if
For
you,
sure.
you know, an intentional focus of building the foundation of positive relationships, everything grows from that. So, yep. and the people here are phenomenal. Staff, mm-hmm. well, students, community, parents, PTO. We're blessed.
Yes.
With the relationships that we've been able to build in a short amount of time. It's hard to believe that it's only been 3 years.
Right.
At some
right.
points, it seems like 30 years.
Yes.
But it's the people.
Yeah, it's the same for me. It's relationships. Yeah. 26 years in the West community, I have watched so many families come through and have taught like all of their kids, and they're in college and will come back. And just, I've loved being in the West community. And on top yes. of that, I absolutely love the staff. The time that they put in, the relationships they build with the students and with each other. They love to have fun. I love the yes. culture and climate in the building.
Yeah.
So I'm
yeah.
gonna yeah. I'm yeah. gonna miss that.
As you guys are departing, what message would you like to leave to the students, the faculty, the staff?
For the students, middle school, boy, those are some hard years.
Yeah.
Be kind.
Yes.
Be kind.
Mm-hmm.
We're all going through things, and you don't know what the person beside you is going through,
yeah.
right? And I think it's important, like, we're not asking people to be best friends,
right.
but we're asking
right.
people to be kind and
Absolutely.
Give some grace when needed. Yeah. And so I think that's the message for students.
That's so powerful.
For faculty.
Yep.
Boy, keep doing what you're doing. Keep building that culture in the building and the climate. The U Rocks is something simple we do here.
Yes, yeah. I love it.
But I love how people appreciate each other and how they will recognize people for those little things
yeah.
because that means a lot. It means a lot. Teaching, there are days that are really tough.
Right.
And to have somebody recognize you for something you've done, something simple that they appreciate you for, I think that helps with morale and it builds those relationships in the building. So continue doing those things. Take the time to do it.
Yeah, I agree.
That's hard to follow right
yeah.
there.
Yeah, yeah.
Can I just say ditto now? I'll sum it up in four words. We love you guys.
Yes.
So I'll just leave it at that.
That's a good one.
Yeah. I love the fact that those of you that don't know, Mr. Maniscalco gets on at the end of the day and those are the words he says. And you had shared with me before, someone asked, you know, why do you do that?
Yeah.
Can you share that with me again?
Yeah, so it just was in a casual conversation. You tell the students, you tell the teachers that you love them every time you're on. Why do you do that? And I said, well, I said, we got 1,300 kids in the building. And I know that a vast majority of them hear I love you every day.
Right.
On the off chance that we have a couple of students who might not hear it, they need to hear it.
There's no doubt.
Because those are powerful words. And in order to build that relationship and in order to create the foundation of a safe, connected, and thriving environment in our schools, our students and our staff and our teachers
staff. Mm-hmm.
definitely need to know that we do love them.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Whether you try to act tough like middle schoolers try, like
right, right.
those words are powerful
yeah.
and you can't hear them enough.
Yeah.
So I love that, what you bring to the school and both of you. I cannot emphasize enough just how much each of you are going to be missed by the staff and the students and the community at Hendricks. Honestly, you've been such pillars to this school and have helped us grow to what it is today.
You'll make us cry, man.
Yes.
I know.
TJ, I've told you that you are meant to be a principal. I know you're going to do amazing things. And Jen, I hope you know just how well-respected and appreciated you are, and I love what you bring to the staff. And both you guys, just thank you so much for everything.
Thank you.
Thank you. Those are very kind words.
Yes.
And, and likewise, you know, I'm speaking for Jen, but we love the people here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we are a phone call. We are an email. We are a text away.
Absolutely.
For anything that the Hendricks community would need from us in the future. And I'm just super excited that I'm only approximately 3.1 miles around
amazing.
The corner. So, yeah.
Not so much for me. I am a phone call away
yes.
or a text away.
Right.
Just because we're leaving doesn't
right.
mean that
yes.
relationship ends
Correct.
When we walk
right.
out the door.
And
so.
It's hard in a county like this for paths not to cross again.
Right.
And so it definitely yeah. is worth staying in
yep.
touch.
Yep.
All right.
Absolutely.
Thank you guys so much.
No, thank you.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Today we have some awesome eighth graders joining us to reflect a bit on their time at Hendrix. I'm pretty sure they agreed to come on the show because they thought they were going to get out of class. Instead, I made them get up early so their parents could drop them off before school so that we could record this. Not quite as good of a deal as you thought, but I'm glad you made it. Can y'all go around, say your name, and think back to sixth grade and tell me who your favorite social studies teacher was that year? I'm just kidding. It was me. Luckily, I was able to teach all of you social studies, which was awesome. But I wanted to spend some time here today thinking about your time at Hendrix.
I'm Hudson O'Neill, and one word to describe my experience at Hendrix is family.
Awesome.
My name is Taylor, and one word to describe my experience at Hendrix is fun.
I'm Selena Johnson, and I would describe middle school as memorable or like a second home.
Awesome.
I'm Finn Kirk, and one word that would describe my middle school experience would be eye-opening. It's definitely shaped me educationally and socially about people.
Can you share a favorite memory from your time in middle school?
One of my favorite memories from middle school was on the last day before winter break in seventh grade, we had a dodgeball tournament, and it was really fun. And my team that I was on, we won, and the winning team got to play against, like, the teachers, the Connections teachers.
That's awesome.
And it was just, like, a really fun experience.
Good. Did y'all have a name? Do you remember? Did you name yourself?
I think they were the Hog Riders.
Ooh, nice, nice. Yeah. I love that. So what advice would you give to incoming sixth graders?
I would say growing up isn't scary. It's just a new part of life you have to adjust to. You don't have to try and fit in because there are people who will like you just the way you are and that you're going to be okay. There are going to be good days, bad days, times you're going to feel happy, sad, tired, and sometimes even overworked. But in the end, it's going to be worth it because you only live once.
That's such great advice for teachers too. So I think I need that advice. That's good. Hudson?
One thing of advice that I would give is surround yourself with wise people and smart friends, because when you don't surround yourself with people that are not going to tell you the right things and will tempt you to do something that is not the smartest thing, it could take you down the wrong path.
Yeah, and I think that's so important because in middle school and in high school, y'all really get to start choosing your friends, even if you're kind of stuck in class with some of the same people. This is the point where it's not like elementary where you're with one group for most of the year. You really get to choose who you want to hang out and spend your time with, and they influence you just like you influence them. So that's a great answer. Speaking of extracurricular activities, is there one or a club that has a really big impact on you during the middle school years?
My riding lessons have taught me a lot of patience.
Yeah. And you're riding like a rhinoceros or Tyrannosaurus Rex, or what is it?
A horse.
That's right. That's awesome.
You gotta go basic or go home.
Okay. Yeah. Start easy, not the crazy ones. Okay. Yeah. That's definitely something where, and I think, I don't know that I'd have, you know, the patience to do that at first. I'd be like, okay, I'm not good at this. I'm done. So it definitely, and you get to ride, how often do you get to ride?
Every Saturday.
Nice. Very cool. All right. Yeah. Finn?
FCA. We met once a month this year, and I was able to be part of the leadership team. FCA is all about being able to grow in your faith and come closer to God. I was also a running back on the football team. It was really important to be in part of an activity, sport, or club to gain friendships with peers and common interests.
Yeah, that's one thing I would give advice, even if you haven't jumped into like a club or activity. All the eighth graders, if you can find something, you automatically have a set of friends that have something in common with you, and it's just easier to connect that way. So that's great. So who has been the most influential person for you over the middle school years, and why?
I know this is probably supposed to be a school employee, but honestly, it's been my dad. He was able to be a part of the coaching staff on the football team. He had coached with Coach Shadburn and the guys at Otwell, Coach Goss, Coach Ward. When he was also a SRO and they let him come back, here to Hendrix.
That's awesome when you know you have supportive parents, and if they can get involved in school, like you said, Finn, that makes it even better. Anybody else?
Well, you said not to say you, but I'm going to say you. Since you pushed me to, like, I don't know, back in sixth grade, I had a lot of stuff I wanted to do, and yes. One of that was, like, publishing my books. And you read it, and you gave me good feedback, and so, like, you know, I went out and did it. And, well, I have a lot of people, but I think all of my eighth grade teachers, some of them are strict, some of them are really lenient and fun, and I think, in a way, it's, like, pushed me to work harder, you know, with the different environments and learning how to adapt.
Yeah.
And one of those teachers, though, is especially Ms. Shocker, because I struggle with, like, anxiety sometimes.
Right.
And we've had situations, and we've done Socratic seminars, and I've had, you know, a hard time speaking in them, and I've gotten kind of, like, stressed out, and I start overthinking things. And she really helped, and she was, like, really understanding, and I think it just helped me and calm me down, and I was able to, like, go through, and I was able to say my part, and it was just, you know...
That's awesome.
It's good to have those type of teachers.
Yeah, feeling comfortable. And I think that, you know, you say strict and some not as much. It's nice to have a balance, because if every teacher is the same, every kid kind of responds differently. But I love that.
Definitely.
Yeah, she's definitely awesome. Yeah, Hudson?
One for me is Ms. Dominique. I was fortunate to have Mr. Polano and Ms. Dominique in fifth grade.
Yes.
And then have them again in sixth grade. And that was a huge help with especially the transition from elementary to middle, to have those two teachers that I knew really well by my side to encourage me. And Ms. Dominique still to this day, she always has a smile on her face and is one of the most encouraging people to me.
Oh, I agree. She makes a point to get to kids' activities and just kind of ask you how things are going, which I love. She's pretty much my hero, so that's
awesome.
She
also has, like, really good advice about high school, because I went to visit you.
Yes.
And I saw her, and it was just nice catching up and, you know.
Oh, I agree. I get advice every day. I'm like, I'm scared. The kids are coming. She's like, you can do this. She peps me up. That's awesome. All right, Taylor?
Again, like, all of my eighth grade teachers, but... through the years, definitely my social studies teachers.
Yeah.
Because they, like, have made me find a love for that subject. And I know I have some history with it, family-wise.
Yeah. So. That's awesome. I definitely agree. They're the best kind of teachers, social studies teachers. So what's a challenge you faced during middle school, and how did you overcome it?
Stress, because trying to be perfect through my grades and not trying to be the best one is probably the most key thing I should have done in the first place. But just pushing myself so far and putting a lot of pressure. And one way I overcome that was with my teachers just encouraging and checking on me. Without Hendrix teachers, I don't know how I would have got out of that.
As I said earlier, my anxiety has kind of, and like overthinking has caused like some problems.
Yeah.
And it's made me second guess myself and push myself, and like if I get something wrong on a test, I'll like kind of worry about how it'll affect my grades, and you know, different things with like speaking. And it's something I've been working to get better at, but I still have those like problems. And so how I've been able to like overcome it is like having that support system, like Ms. Shocker and Mr. Polano and everyone who's like in your corners, got your back, and just like wants to see you do your best.
Yes.
And that can be your friends too. It can be anyone. And for me, I've had a little bit of both, and I've just kind of gotten better at it. And now I don't stress over my tests. I don't go crazy about public speaking, and you know, it's just chill, I guess.
That's awesome. It's definitely, whether or not you believe it'll happen, most areas you find that growth. And sometimes it's middle school, sometimes it's high school, sometimes it's when you're in your 40s like me, but it still is something. If you kind of identify it and say, this is where I want to grow, a lot of times it'll happen, especially if you have people around you to support you.
For me, it was definitely my anxiety, because I came from like a completely different county and went to a different elementary school. So like I knew no one coming into Hendrix. So I was definitely worried that I wasn't going to have any friends, but I did. Like I've found great friends this year, and Zelina being one of them, especially in sixth grade.
Yes.
So.
No, I definitely remember you coming here, and I just thought you were the sweetest person. And so I knew that eventually kids would get to know you and want to be your friend? Because that's the thing, like everybody's coming to middle school with a bunch of new people that they've never seen before. Same thing in high school, it's coming again. And to kind of reach out to people that you're like, okay, well, if they don't have somebody here to eat lunch with, I'm going to go sit by them. And that's going to impact you as far as maybe developing a super close friend. You never know. So that's cool to know that you've really connected with some friends here. That's awesome. What's a lesson you've learned outside of the classroom during your middle school years?
So my dad and my stepmom, but like especially my dad, they've taught me how to be punctual and manage my time well, which has helped me a lot. Like getting to class on time, getting where I need to be on time. And also just like when my work is due.
Right.
And how to spread out evenly so I'm not stressed about it.
Absolutely.
I would say a lesson that I've learned is really from my mom. I think she would always talk about, like, if you realize, like, that someone isn't treating you the way you want to be treated, you know, or they're, you know, making comments that you don't like, instead of, like, sticking around and letting it happen, you just gotta, like, walk away, because there are people that will treat you better than those people. You can't, you know, hold yourself down and be like, oh, these are the only friends I'm going to have and I just got to make do, because that's not true. There will be people out there who, you know, might be in the same position as you. And so I kind of thought about that for our past two field trips, the aquarium and the Six Flags, because even though it was like a lot of different people I was hanging out with, I just kind of realized like how I grew and how I kind of adjusted to that change, because not everyone who's your friend now will stick around to be your friend in the future.
Yeah.
And that's okay, because we're all on a path and we're all going different ways. And
I definitely think it's one of those things where you have a friend group and all of a sudden you realize, you know what, they've changed. And it's okay to kind of
move away
and you can still be friends with them, but they might not be, you know, your people anymore. And you just kind of hang out with them every now and then. But you will find people to take their place, and it's not like you're just kicking them away.
Yeah.
But it kind of changes throughout the years as people change. And if you can say, you know what, they're different, and that's not the direction I want to go, that's okay.
Yeah.
That's good. That song means we're about to jump into a game many of us know and love. It's called
School Feud.
It's similar to another popular game show involving quote-unquote families, but not close enough to break any copyright laws. This is School Feud. So, I've asked 130 eighth graders these questions. I had them fill out a survey for me, so shout out to Ms. Shocker for helping me out with this. You probably know the drill if you've seen this show. I'll ask these questions to each team, boys versus girls, and we will see who can guess the most popular answers of the 130 middle schoolers that were polled. One student at a time will answer the question while the other three leave the room. If the second teammate answers the same answer to the question as the first partner, you'll hear a little noise, and they will be asked to provide a different answer. No repeat answers for a team. We'll then total up the answers and find out our winning team. All right, first up, if you had to get lunch from the school cafeteria, what would be the best lunch to get?
Nachos.
What has been your favorite academic subject during your middle school years?
Georgia Studies.
Name a school supply you think would be essential for high school.
Pencils.
What is something you will miss about middle school?
The environment.
Who is your current favorite musical artist if you had to pick one?
Colin Stoff.
Where is your favorite place to hang out at Hendricks?
The library.
What was your favorite year at Hendricks, 6th, 7th, or 8th?
8th.
All right, cool. Good. Tell Zelina to come in. Next.
Zelina.
If you had to get lunch from the school cafeteria, what would be the best lunch to get?
Nachos. Oh my gosh. Quesadilla.
What has been your favorite academic subject during your middle school years?
Science.
Name a school supply you think would be essential for high school.
Pencil. Pen.
I grouped those together.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Notebook. She got all the good answers.
What is something you will miss about middle school?
My friends. Actually, no, the teachers. The teachers!
Okay, okay. Who's your favorite musical artist?
I like 90s music, R&B and stuff, so like Whitney Houston.
Yes!
Them. Yeah.
Where is your favorite place to hang out at Hendrix?
The library. Mr. Polano's classroom.
Classroom it is. What was your favorite year at Hendrix, 6th, 7th, or 8th?
I'll go with 6th. Actually, 7th. I'll go with 7th.
All right, here we go. If you had to get lunch from the school cafeteria, what would be the best lunch to get?
Probably French bread, pizza.
What has been your favorite academic subject during the middle school years?
Social studies.
Name a school supply you think would be essential for high school.
Binder.
What is something you will miss about middle school?
The atmosphere.
Who's your current favorite musical artist?
I don't have one.
Where's your favorite place to hang out at Hendrix?
The Commons area.
What was your favorite year at Hendrix, 6th, 7th, or 8th?
Probably 7th grade.
Cool. Send in Hudson. Awesome. And now, Hudson. If you had to get lunch from the school cafeteria, what would be the best lunch to get?
Nachos.
What has been your favorite academic subject during your middle school years?
Math.
Name a school supply you think will be essential for high school.
Pencil.
What is something you will miss about middle school?
Teachers.
Who is your current favorite musical artist?
This isn't mine, but the top one would be Taylor Swift.
Ooh, that's smart to go with that.
I don't like Taylor Swift.
That's all right. I do. Where is your favorite place to hang out at Hendrix?
Commons area. Cafeteria.
What was your favorite year at Hendrix, 6th, 7th, or 8th?
7th. 6th.
All right. So for question one, the number one answer, with 36 students saying they would prefer nachos. For the favorite subject, the number one answer with 53 votes was math. A bit surprising to me. Excellent. Number three, with an overwhelmingly large 76 votes, a pencil or pen would be the school supply most needed for high school. For the fourth question, what will you miss? The top answer with 59 votes was friends. For favorite musical artist, actually, the number one answer was they had no favorite artist. Coming in a second with 9 votes was Taylor Swift. No favorite had 23 votes. Favorite place to hang out, the number one answer was the Commons area with 42 votes. And the favorite school year, the number one answer, of course, was 8th grade with 74 votes out of 130. So tallied up, Taylor had 233 points. The second person is harder. Zelina had to change some answers. She had 129 points. Finn had 174 points. Hudson had 231. The total, Taylor and Zelina, 362. Finn and Hudson, 405. Yeah, the boys pulled it out.
Look, congratulations. I don't know. She took all of the best answers. That was just struggling.
Well, here's the deal. You win. You get a chance to now go to high school. Girls, you have to repeat middle school next year.
I'm actually fine with that.
All right. That's
I'll
cool.
I'll see you next year.
Awesome. Thanks so much for joining us, 8th graders. Or should I say students that are almost high schoolers, but technically not quite yet. Good luck in your future adventures. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
Yep, thank you.
Thank you for inviting us. It was nice.
Yeah, no problem. Fun. As I reflect on our first season of the Hendrix Middle School podcast, I am definitely proud of everything we've accomplished. When I was first asked to launch a podcast for our school, I was super excited. To be honest, I really didn't know what I was getting myself into, even though it has, at times, been very time-consuming to put together. It definitely has proven to be a fun ride. I am so appreciative
of all the support and kind words from those of you that pretend to enjoy this podcast, it really does mean a lot. I am blown away by how much everyone seems to enjoy the show. I'm pretty sure our sponsors have picked us up for season two. For those of you that don't know, this podcast is sponsored by my coffee machine and my vocal cords. As long as those two are still working, we'll keep this podcast going. The podcast will sound different next year. I am lucky to have the opportunity to transition into a new role at Hendrix next year. I'll be taking over the AV Tech Connections class. I'll be adding additional areas of study to what already is in place. So over the course of 6th, 7th, and 8th grade, I'll be covering basic photography, graphic design, video production, broadcasting, cinematography, making movies, commercials, social media content. I'll also be able to incorporate my passion for music production to design elements of a music tech class. We're so blessed with some awesome equipment for students to use from Hendrix PTO in Forsyth County. I hope to make the class a hybrid of the CTAE program along with the fine arts program, attracting a variety of students with different passions along the way. Within all of that, I also will be incorporating the production of this podcast. Season 2 will no doubt sound different in many ways. The students will be taking a more active role in the writing, planning, recording, and production of these episodes. I'm so excited to see where the next steps of this podcast journey will take us. I hope that you'll continue to join us along the way. I went into this experience not really knowing what a podcast was. I'm pretty sure I still don't really know, but I've had a fun time trying to figure it out with you, the audience. Have an awesome summer. And until next time, go Hawks!